Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're recording. Go ahead, Craig. Do your thing, man. Start us off. Go ahead and start it with a bang, man. Get it going. Get it going on. Let's let everybody know what show it is and how it works. Go on, buddy. I'm going to stop talking so you can do your thing. Go right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go, Craig. Go. I'm so excited to hear what you do.
Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
I'm Craig Benson.
I'm Craig Benzine, and we are here. I still don't know what we do here on this show. What episode number is this?
I don't know.
70 something?
Yeah, 80, yeah. 90. Lettuce. We've done over 100 episodes. That's all I know. We've done probably 300 episodes, something like that.
No. That grew very fast in two sentences.
Well, that's just the way it works in podcast world. Let me ask you something. Did you sanitize your hands before we did this? Because I want to make sure everybody's safe and clean.
I did not sanitize my hands.
Well, you might want to sanitize your hands because we want to make sure that nobody gets sick.
I'm by myself in my basement. I did wash my hands, I think, last time I went to the bathroom.
Okay. All right. Before or after you used the bathroom?
Well, after.
See, I always wash my hands before I use the bathroom. It saves time. Man, my hair is extra curly today.
How does that?
Look
how
at
does
this.
That
I got a
time?
Curl. Hey, hang on. Listen, I'm talking about my hair.
No. This is more important, Greg.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
How does it save time to wash your hands before going to the bathroom?
You walk into the bathroom, right? And then the sink's right there. You're like, what am I going to walk past the sink, use the toilet, then go back over to the sink, then do the... It's too complicated. You're walking past the sink anyway. Mm-hmm. Just wash your hands, then go use the bathroom. Wipe. Well, hopefully you have toilet paper. If not, you can just use your hands.
This all depends
your hands are
on
nice
sink
and clean.
Placement, though.
But sink placement. Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got to have their sink located right by the door. That's on them.
You're making your hands potentially have harmful bacteria on them when you go to the bathroom.
No. You clean them so they don't have any bacteria on them. That way, when you're done pooping or whatever, you wipe. You can use your hands. You wipe and then, or use toilet paper, whatever you want.
That action there is the action that could cause the bacteria. So that's why you have to wash after that. You wash your hands after that.
Well, wait. If you wash it after it, then why isn't it called afterteria instead of bacteria?
You should take that up with scientists.
All right.
They misnamed it.
I'm going to call. I have scientists in my phone. It's saved just under the name scientists. I'm just going to click that number and give them a call and get that fixed. I'm going to get that fixed. How you been, Craig?
You should wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. You should do it after.
You know what? It turns me off when people just tell me what to do. You know, to me, that's just like I just shut down.
You're all about freedom, right?
Yeah. I listen. It's my freedoms. You don't tell me what to do. It's my freedoms. Oh, America.
Now, why did you get Southern? Anyway.
Because America. So, Craig, I have not done one of these with you in weeks. Now, we did do a Bad Movies Live just this past week, and I had a great time with you, by the way.
Uh-huh. I had a wonderful time with
you, for any of you who
Gary.
Missed that, Bad Movies Live, by the way, is on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
best,
God.
Best live stream on Twitch. I love it. I've seen every episode, and I think they're terrific.
I occasionally talk about our Bad Movies Live or this podcast on substack.com at Wheezy Waiter. That's my newsletter. And I also have youtube.com/Wheezy Waiter, which I mention this podcast on sometimes.
All that's going to be censored. I'm just going to censor all that. No. I'm going to let it slide this time, but consider it your first warning. So, Craig, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. We watched a movie that was so terrible, but it was also kind of amazing. We watched a movie called Tales from the Quad Dead Zone from 1987. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Yeah. If you guys want to see it, I believe it's available at archive.org. I think that's where I found it. That's where I find a lot of these bad movies.
Yeah, it's a great service, archive.org.
Archive.org is really excellent. You can find movies there, a bunch of Grateful Dead live shows, and that's all. Uh-huh. Just those two things.
That's it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That is a great service. So... that movie was oddly good to me because it felt like exactly the type of movie I could have made in junior high when I was just shooting with my parents' video camera.
Yeah.
And I would have made mine better, probably.
And I'm not going to tell you guys anything about it. All I'm going to say is, shh. Did your hair blow back when I did that, you guys? Did your hair blow back?
Yeah. Mine did.
Yeah. It blew all the way off. Blew all the way back.
And that actually was very pleasant when you did that. You want to do that again?
Yeah, sure.
For all those ASMR people out there?
I'll give you one more.
Okay. You know, I've never gotten the appeal of ASMR until this very moment, I think.
Well, no, that's weird because you're Wheezy Waiter. You grew up with asthma.
Yeah. No, Craig, it's a different
thing. I made Craig laugh. Did you guys hear? I just made Craig laugh.
Once in a while, you throw enough jokes up there, one of them's going to stick.
Yeah, you just keep throwing jokes against the wall. That's what I do. I had a feeling that we would run out of things to talk about, so I did prepare some conversation starters for today.
Oh, great.
And I figure this is really going to help us just get it going, because we're right here. We're only 6 minutes into the podcast. So let's get it going with conversation starters with Greg and Craig. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Conversation starter number one. Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Have you had to repair any appliances lately?
No. No, I haven't.
Me neither.
Really? You haven't?
Nope.
Okay.
Conversation starter number two.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
What part of your body hurts right now?
Actually, that's pretty good, because I actually have some pains going on.
Do you? What's going on?
Yeah. My hamstring is a bit sore.
Oh, no.
My legs in general have a bunch of soreness because of two things. I am currently doing a challenge where I'm trying to learn how to do the splits.
Oh, my God.
I'm stretching.
Well, at least you're getting plenty of sleep before you do that. You letting yourself sleep late every morning?
I'm also doing a challenge where I wake up at 4 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
Every day currently. Yeah. Wow, that's weird that you assumed I was getting a lot of sleep and brought that up.
And you're also doing that challenge where you poke toothpicks in your eyes every morning?
No, I've yet to do that. I've yet to see the benefit of that yet.
Until you do the exercise. You're going to do that next week, though. I look forward to hearing how that one goes.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But listen, I'm doing stretches. Yeah. And, 3 times a day, and I'm seeing a little bit of improvement.
Yeah.
But also last night I played in my ultimate frisbee league.
Oh my God. Wow. Mm-hmm. And how big is the ultimate frisbee? Is it like 40, 50 feet wide?
No, it's like a regular sized. I mean,
well, that doesn't sound ultimate to me. That does not sound ultimate to me in the league. If it was like a 40 or 50 foot frisbee, I'd be like, whoa.
Really? That's where you draw the line. To describe something as ultimate, it has to be 40 or 50. Would you say 40 or 50 feet?
40 or 50 feet wide. Yeah. Yeah. And
nothing is ultimate unless it's 40 or 50 feet.
I think the ultimate frisbee is probably like 40 to 50 feet wide and maybe 80 feet deep.
If we're talking about the ultimate sized frisbee, sure. Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not what I said.
And the whole thing's made of solid lead.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that does sound pretty. I mean, ultimate weight and ultimate size.
Yeah.
Frisbee, yeah.
And it's painted yellow.
Okay, and like really yellow?
Yeah, yellow's it's like the ultimate color.
Is it?
Yeah, I got some yellow right over here. There's yellow right there. Check that out.
Why would that be? It's not even at the edge of the rainbow. It's a middle color in the rainbow.
It's ultimate. You can't dispute it.
I don't. Yeah, well, yeah, I just did.
Yellow is the ultimate color. That's the name of this episode.
I don't understand why it's the ultimate.
The ultimate frisbee is 40 feet long. That's the name of the episode.
Wouldn't you say the ultimate color is white?
Craig shaves his beard! ! That's the name of this episode.
Okay, why?
I fear people listen to that. They'd be like, oh my God, Craig is shaving his beard. I got to hear that.
Wouldn't it be great if I finally do shave my beard for the first time in many years? I just do it on a podcast. And I just do it.
You don't get it on video at all. You just like, no. I'm shaving my beard right now.
And how everyone about, just listens to it.
How about just for our listeners right now? Hey, Craig, this is just between you and me. You just pretend to shave your beard. Hey, how about for all of our listeners right now? You go ahead and shave your beard for real. Wink, wink. I'm winking. Okay, go ahead and shave your beard for real, Craig.
You're whispering again. When you whisper,
I know. It's just so you can hear me. Go ahead. Craig. Shave your beard for everybody. Oh man, you guys are missing it. Craig shaving his beard. Oh, this is crazy. Oh man, that beard is so iconic. Whoa, your face looks.
I have a mustache now.
Now you just have a. Oh, you look weird. You look like a 70s porn star. Keep going. Keep shaving.
Okay, I'll shave off the mustache.
Okay. Oh god. Oh, there he goes. Oh, wow. Shave your eyebrows next.
Okay.
Oh, he's shaving his eyebrows off. Oh, my God. Now he looks like Bob Geldof in The Wall.
Exactly.
Boy, that's an out-of-date reference. I don't know if many of our listeners have actually seen the movie The Wall.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen it, actually.
I mean, back when I was in high school, I saw it. It played at a midnight movie, like on Friday nights, and I would go and see it every week, and we would see that movie over and over. And that movie will just mess up your brain. That's why I am the way I am, because I've seen The Wall so many times.
Did you do drugs while you watched it?
Because I never did. I didn't do drugs until I moved out to LA, and then they were legal.
So a while after.
All drugs are legal out here.
No, that's not true.
Uh-oh. No. You know, we've talked about this before. The only drugs I do are the sleep gummies to help me sleep.
That's right. Is that legal here for me to do that?
I figured out, you know, every once in a while, I feel like I build up a tolerance to the sleep gummies, and then I have to take a little break, take like 3, 4, 5 days off, a week off sometimes from the gummies. Mm-hmm. I figured out after I did it the most recent time, when you do that, there are side effects to just going cold turkey off it. I don't think I'm going to go cold turkey off it. I think I'll just, next time I'll just taper off it a bit and then get off it. Yeah, because one of the things is you get very irritable.
Oh.
Yeah. And you don't want to see me irritable.
That was probably a few of our irritable podcasts when you were off of it.
Could be. It could be because I get very irritable. And then I was like, why am I getting like this? And then this was only like a week ago that I went off it. I'm back on it now. But anyway, I went off it for like 5 days, and then I Googled it, and it is like the most common side effect. There's that. There's insomnia, which I had it. I was up in the middle of the night. But hey, look, I got to catch up on my shows.
I recommend when you wake up in the middle of the night, just get up I do. 4 a.m.
That's what I do.
Actually, the first night, two nights ago, was it 2 nights ago? 4 a.m.?
It was 2 nights ago.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing.
I woke up at 3:20.
See, 3:20, and you're like, let's start the day.
Yeah, because I couldn't fall back asleep at that point. So I started the day, and then I had a huge nap later. Huge.
Now, I just point out the conversation starter really worked? Because we're just having a conversation, and we're not even conscious about it. We're having a conversation right now.
Don't you think it's funny that you can have pot gummies, and I can't legally?
Yeah, I can because I live in California, and that's just one of the many amazing things about California.
Since they made it legal, how much has society crumbled? How much has it destroyed everything?
You know, I haven't noticed it crumbling, but here's the deal. They tax pot. It's like the taxes are like 35%. It's something like that. Oh. And then the money goes to the state. And I'm like, you know what? That is a great freaking idea. First of all, a lot of people know that California has some of the most expensive gas in the country, and it's because we have a lot of taxes on gas. And hey, guess what? Our roads are in phenomenal shape because it goes back. It pays for the infrastructure. And now we have marijuana, and it's legal, and it's taxed at like 35%. And California is no longer like in the red. They're making a lot of money back to the state. And I think that's amazing. I think everybody should legalize it and tax it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of anyone who would have a problem with higher taxes. I never hear about that. Never hear.
Hey, look, here's the deal. Look, obviously, marijuana is an optional thing. And by the way, if you get it for medical reasons and you actually see a doctor and get a medical card, you pay less taxes on your marijuana. It's much less.
Is marijuana the sponsor of this episode?
No. The sponsor is actually Jerry Mathers.
Oh, Jerry Mathers. It sounded like marijuana. Sorry.
No, Jerry Mathers. Yeah. He was the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I got to read the talking points. Hey, okay. Fella, do you like Jerry Mathers and eggs? Then buy.
Yes.
Good. Then buy Jerry Mathers eggs.
Okay, I will.
Great. That's it.
What else? What do I got? Where do I go? What do I got to do?
It doesn't matter. Just go buy them.
I want to.
No
tell
questions.
Me where the fuck
no,
to go. I
no,
want to buy
no,
eggs.
Okay, I can do it without the cursing. You know, first of all, you sound like a child and you should not be cursing because you're just a child.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay, this is inappropriate for a child to do that.
I just want to know where to buy my eggs.
So here's the deal. That voice is the voice that I use whenever we drive by a bush that's in the neighborhood, and my son is in the car, and the bush is always trimmed, and it looks like a car. It's got like two wheels on the back and two wheels on the front, and it's just this big bush that's trimmed like a car, and it's big. It's, I don't know, it's like, I don't know, 1,000 feet high or something. I don't really know. I'm not good with measurements, so I'm guessing it's like 1 to 2,000 feet high.
Okay, so is it like an ultimate size? Are we talking here?
It's an ultimate bush, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So whenever we drive by it, my son calls it car bush, and we drive by and I go, hi! Charlie, and he goes, hi Carbush. I'm like, what are you doing today, Charlie? And he's always really friendly to Charlie, and they have like really friendly conversations, and then the conversations always end with, okay, see you next time, bye bye, I love you. You know, the Carbush always says I love you, which is really sweet.
That's
but
nice.
I will tell you this, when I'm driving home and Charlie is not in the car,
yeah,
Carbush is so rude to me.
Oh, no.
What are
oh,
you doing,
no.
you son of a bitch? Like, Carbush, why are you being so mean to you? I don't like your face. You got a stupid face. I'm like, what? Carbush, why in the world? What do you have against me? I just don't like you. You smell bad, and you have the intellect of a soap dish. I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I don't really, and like, it's, and sometimes those insults go deep, but that is a true story. Every time I drive by Carbush, it talks to me, and it depends on if Charlie's in the car or not, if Carbush is nice or not.
Okay. Don't you think you might want to keep your distance from Carbush? It doesn't sound like Carbush is actually on the level here.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop and talk to Carbush. I'm not going to stop the car because I don't know what Carbush would do.
Okay.
Go to hell, Benson. Go fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
All right, Carbush. Whatever, man.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
I mean... Wow.
Why don't you go home and cry while you eat a bag of potato chips?
Oh, Jesus Christ. The fuck's wrong with you, Carbush?
I hate you. I hate your face and I hate your whole family, except for your son. He's real nice. And your wife's nice, too.
Why do you think he hates you so much? What did you do?
I don't know. I didn't do anything. I did was gave him a voice, and I thought he would appreciate that, but man, did it backfire.
That's why you should never give anyone a voice. Shut them down.
That's what I've always said. That's what I've always said. All right, conversation starter number three.
Sure.
What's up?
Well, I woke up at 4. Mm-hmm. I worked a bunch, took our kid to school, and then went back to sleep for like 2 hours.
Wait a minute. Is that allowed in your experiment? You can just go back to sleep?
Napping.
Yeah.
I won't. I talk about nap. I mean, this is more like my biphasic sleep video I did, which it was.
I'm sorry. Did
whenever.
You say biphasic?
I did.
Biphasic.
Yeah.
Are you going to hang on? Just a
two
second.
Phases.
No.
Two
don't,
phases.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay. I already did. But.
Define biphasic. Okay. Hang on.
Biphasic.
I was just pronouncing it.
Oh, yeah. And also, it's telling you how to pronounce it. Yeah. That's great.
Biphasic.
Okay. Biphasic. Anyway, keep going on. What else
but
did
I
you
didn't
do
know that. I didn't know that you pronounced it biphasic. I thought biphasic, but...
Yeah.
Biphasic.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Anyway.
Biphasic.
So, what else did you do today?
Biphasic.
Okay. Well, then I got up and I'm doing this podcast. I made coffee. I made eggs and beans.
Uh-huh.
Got a new salsa for my eggs and beans, yeah, which is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And then after this, I said we might be able to record two today, but I think we're going to record one.
Oh, is that right? You only have time for one today?
Yeah, and then I'm going to...
So we're not going to be bi-recordic.
But then I have to figure out what to buy my wife for her birthday.
Oh, you said my wife. That stopped the biphasic.
Yeah, I knew that would do something.
Having two phases is what it means. Here's an example sentence. The patient's biphasic recovery curve. It's not really a sentence. Cool. It's more of a phrase.
I would never say that.
Yeah, you
don't
wouldn't
ever
say
that
the patient's biphasic.
Don't say that to me ever again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Anywho, what was I saying?
I don't know, something about you're asking
you're
asking if anybody had a groomer recommendation?
No, I didn't.
Oh, and I'm sorry, that's just what I'm reading on the Nextdoor app right now. Someone wants to find a groomer for the dog.
You should put your phone down.
I'm looking at my emails. There's some from Nextdoor.
Greg.
Turns out there were some street racers in the neighborhood and they had to close off a street.
Oh no.
There's a new bakery in the neighborhood.
Oh, great. That's great. Okay, now put the phone down. No one lives in your neighborhood, Greg.
Well,
so,
I beg your pardon. I walk in the neighborhood all the time, and it's full of houses and people.
No one listening, as far as I know, lives in your neighborhood.
Here's the deal. When I walk through the neighborhood, and you've seen me walk in the neighborhood. We've walked before. In fact, we walk right by Carbush, but he only talks to me when I'm in a car.
Oh, okay. Did I see Carbush?
You've seen Carbush, and you didn't even know it. But he only talks to me if I'm driving a car.
Okay.
I think he's embarrassed. When I'm out of the car, he thinks I'm going to do something to him, like trim him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know how people get afraid that you're going to trim them?
No. When does that happen?
I don't know. It just happens sometimes.
I've never. How would you know that? Do they say that out loud? Like, I'm afraid you're going to trim me.
Don't trim me, buddy. Hey, buddy, don't trim me. You know, I hear it all the time.
Where? Like, what? Are you driving? Are you walking around with a bunch of razors? Or what?
I do walk around with razors sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Raisins. I walk around with raisins.
Okay, now it's making less sense. It almost started to make sense, but then...
Well, listen, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason, they say. Yeah.
Are you going to put a laugh track in at this point?
No, I didn't have to. There already was one. Didn't you hear it?
Okay. Where is the studio audience coming from?
Hang on a second. I just have to write. It's not related to that.
Oh, you're just going to write down
20.
Yeah, why are you writing down the timestamp?
Laugh track. No, for no reason. I write down
unrelated
random things. Huh?
Yeah, okay. It's unrelated. You could have said it was unrelated.
It's totally unrelated. Yeah, it's not related at all.
Okay, so put the phone down. Stop writing things.
The phone is down, and I'm not. Look, my hands are right here. I'm not writing. Okay, I'm not writing a single thing.
And don't threaten to trim people with raisins as you walk around.
I wouldn't do that. I don't even know how to trim someone with raisins.
I know, but it seems like you're threatening to because they think you are.
I have a serious question. Do you think that anyone in the history of mankind has ever cut a raisin in half? And if they have, why would they do that? I mean,
it was too big. Like sometimes there's like really big raisins.
There have been a lot of people who've lived throughout the years and the centuries and the millennia
that's the plural of
and all the millennia's
millennia is the plural of millennium
millennia's with an S. I would think that there would be that the chances are pretty good that at some point someone took a knife and cut a raisin in half.
I think that probably did happen.
Yeah, I mean, because I think no matter what you think of, it happened. Like someone spread butter on a horse for no reason.
So, I mean, that might have happened, but I don't think that whatever you think of has happened. I don't believe that.
I think the odds are so many people have lived for so long that if someone was like, all right, you go get on the top of that building, I'll be on top of this building, and I'm going to throw a mouse to you, and they threw a mouse, and it flew through the air, and the other person caught the mouse.
Okay, so that's physically impossible. So I don't think that happened.
I don't think that's impossible. If you have a little pet mouse and the buildings are close enough together and you've got a good throwing arm, you could throw a mouse all the way from one building to another building.
I think you could have stopped at before you said that it went across and they caught it, and it still wouldn't have happened. I don't think anyone thought, you go on top of this building, I'll go on top of this building, and I'll throw a mouse to you. I don't think that anyone has even thought to do that.
I did. I just thought of it.
I know. You're the first.
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, what are the odds? There have been billions of people who've lived, right? Haven't there? Millions? Billions?
Many billions of people.
You don't think that within those billions, even like back to the caveman time, that one caveman didn't say to another caveman, hey, let's go to the top of those buildings and I'm going to throw a mouse at you. Oh, no.
No.
That sound means it's time to start the Patreon-only bonus section.
Greg, you can't just propose a hypothetical and not let me respond.
Starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope that you enjoyed it. I know I did. It was longer than usual. We went like 5.5 minutes this time.
Yeah, because we talked about flights to Iceland.
Don't tell people what we talked about. They don't know. We told secrets.
We also
ended it by giving some very solid advice about how people can make their lives happier. And if you guys want to make your lives happier, then head on over
to have to pay $3.
Patreon. Yeah. It only costs $3, then you'll get a happier life. Patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. Nice and easy. Everybody loves to type. So that's why we made it as long as possible.
I wouldn't say I love to type. I'm fine with it.
I like to type.
Yeah.
I mean, typing's super fun.
Really?
Yeah. Gets the fingers moving. I type with my fingers. I don't know about you.
What would you think I type with?
I don't know. I mean, Stephen Hawking didn't use his fingers. He typed like with his eyes and mouth and whatever, stuff like that.
You think that I do the same thing?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen your keyboard or whatever. I don't even know if you use a keyboard.
Have you looked into the Apple Vision Pro? That's going to be, it reads your eye movements. You look at stuff.
I don't know if I want anything to read my eye movements. It feels too Clockwork Orange to me.
It does to me too. But I can envision a world in the future that would be really cool to have some sort of VR device or AR device. Mm-hmm. You know, are you familiar with AR, Greg?
Yeah, automatic rifle.
Yes. No.
You want like an automatic rifle device to do something?
Yes.
That's
augmented
weird.
Reality.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So I want to, where I can envision a world where you, like right now with the Apple Vision Pro, they're not a sponsor, by the way, and I've never used it, and I'm probably not going to get one. But
what are they like? What are they like? $20? Like $20?
Yeah,
like that?
Close to that. Yeah. On a large scale, very close to that. Yeah. So if you look at your computer, the monitor comes out, and then you can just like make it as big as you want, small as you want, and just use that. And I can imagine a world editing video where I could have like multiple monitors and things all around, and it just be less clutter right in front of me, right in one little desktop. You know, I think it would be great.
Wow. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. You were saying something about
Greg,
huh?
Sometimes people like real talk, Greg. They like talk about real things.
But on this podcast, they do. On this podcast,
all right. I think they do.
All right, I'm going to give you some real talk. Then you want some real talk? Here's some real talk. My son, 7 years old, made a ball out of old socks.
Okay.
That's real talk for you.
That's awesome. How'd he do it?
He took a bunch of socks, rolled them up on, you know, you sort of roll them around each other until he, and a bunch of old socks. And then we throw it back and forth, throw a ball made of old socks back and forth.
Are they clean socks?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Do they smell bad?
I have not. Do you go around smelling balls? Do you like to smell balls?
Well, I also don't go around throwing balls, but we're talking about a ball that you're throwing.
You don't throw a ball back and forth with your child.
No, she doesn't really want to do that.
Yeah, you know why? Because she's a girl. I don't listen. I don't mean to like pigeonhole boys and girls, because some girls like to throw, but your daughter does not want to. My son, he's all about balls. That kid loves balls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Should we call this episode Craig's Daughter Hates Balls?
No. No, I don't.
Should we call it Craig likes to smell balls?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't. Do you have another conversation starter?
Yes.
Okay.
What's up with druids?
So the previous conversation starter was what's up? And this one is what's up with druids? I think you just made this one up. I think you, on the spot.
I did. I kind of ran out of
druids. I really don't know anything about druids.
Well,
I can't really
then you should have done research.
That.
Here's the thing, Craig. Here's the only thing that bugs me about this podcast is that sometimes it's pretty obvious that you have not done your research. You're not prepared, you know?
Right.
So if you know, we're going to be talking about druids in the second half, the whole second half is going to be druid talk, then why don't you do some research on druids?
Greg?
Yeah.
I assume you're going to mention something about a meeting that happened before this episode, whether that happened or not.
Meeting? What sort of meeting?
There's no way I could have known about it or where it is. So, I did not know you wanted to talk about druids, but I could gladly do the research right now.
Yeah, I mean, give me three facts about druids. That's all I'm asking. I just want three facts, but they better be fascinating.
A druid was a member of the high-ranking priestly class in ancient Celtic cultures.
Yeah.
Celtic or Celtic?
People who mispronounce it sometimes like to say Celtic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce the basketball team.
Oh, the Celtics? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Celtics and how you pronounce it, Celtic. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know why they pronounce it? Because they want to sell tickets. So you see? So it's a subliminal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also the name of a They Might Be Giants song I like. Subliminal.
Subliminal.
There you go.
I like that song too.
Yeah.
One thing we agree on. It's going to take me a little while to find interesting facts about druids. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
What
are some of your favorite druids?
Well, I like the adjudicators
water,
and the lore keepers. I like the lore keepers.
Well, I mean, water is an obvious one. And orange juice, you know?
No.
My son likes apple juice.
Nope.
What?
You're thinking of fluids.
Okay. That's an easy mistake. Anybody could make that mistake. I'm sure it's very common.
No,
people are like,
I don't think anyone
has.
Another thing no one has ever done, I think, is made that mistake.
Just last week, I went to Applebee's, and my server came over and says, have you decided on any druids? And and we're like, I think my son will have the apple juice. And I'll have the Gore Vidal special. I mean, honestly, I don't go to Applebee's, so I don't really know what the name of their special drinks are. I know they're famous. Yeah. That people go there because
they're not
going
to offer you druids.
I'm going to have the Gore Vidal special. Is that a good druid?
Do you think in this scenario they were offering you druids and you mistook them for fluids at that time?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Do they have a lot of druids at Applebee's? Again, I actually don't even go to Applebee's. I went there once when I was a teenager and thought, oh, this isn't very good. And then later, when I was skiing with my buddy Dave, the only place that was open after a long day of skiing was an Applebee's, and we ate there, and it was not as good as just being hungry.
You know, I think we talked about this already.
We did. I know. Because once you've done 173 episodes...
Yeah, I think we're on 70 something.
You've talked, you've talked about
80.
All of the things. Man, I love ice cream.
Mm. Yeah. Applebee's isn't good. But you know what? Chili's is not bad a little bit.
Chili's can be bad.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to make the mistake of anyone. I'm not saying go to Chili's right now.
No, I wouldn't recommend anybody go to Chili's.
I'm less disappointed with Chili's than I am with the last time I went to Applebee's.
I'm less disappointed with just about any restaurant than Applebee's. If I had to rank the very worst chains ever that I never ever want to go to ever again, it would be Applebee's. Uh-huh. It would be Macaroni Grill. It would be Olive Garden. Sorry, folks who love the breadsticks. I know you love the salad and the breadsticks. If I had to choose one of them, I'd choose Olive Garden just so I'd get some salad and breadsticks and then leave.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say Olive Garden's better than Applebee's. There, I said it.
Oh, well, no, absolutely it is. Like, Applebee's is the number one worst, but Macaroni Grill is a pretty close second.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at Macaroni Grill.
Well, you should go try it. It's pretty good.
No, it doesn't sound like it is very good.
Well, I mean, it's not as bad as Applebee's. That's, in fact, that's their new slogan. Macaroni Grill, not as bad as Applebee's.
You know what? If that was their slogan, I bet that would increase sales.
Yeah.
That would increase sales.
It probably would.
That would be a good, yeah.
Yeah. There was a Macaroni Grill in my neighborhood, and then they closed down, and the whole city rejoiced.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole city of L.A.?
Yeah, they all rejoiced. They're like, yay, we don't need that, yay. That's how, people in L.A. rejoice. They're very laid back here.
Yeah,
it's a very laid back city. You've been here. It's a very easy city, easy
going. You know what I did there? You know what I did when we, I laid back.
Yeah.
I laid back.
I know you did. I saw you. Hey, and whenever we wanted to go anywhere, like take you to dinner or whatever, we had to carry you.
Yeah.
You're like, can you get up and walk? And you're like, I'm laid back the whole time I'm here.
Laid back. I never laid front. I laid back the whole time.
It was honestly, it was hard because I don't know if you guys know this because Craig covers it really well, but he weighs about 450, 460 pounds. And it was very difficult to lift you. It required two people.
It's just that I really, where I'm from, we don't lay back. It's the upright Midwest, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's, that's why you're sitting upright right now.
Yeah. Or the erect Midwest, if you will.
Getting dirty, are you? Getting dirty for our listeners. Woo!
No.
X-rated content.
No.
Yeah. Tell us what else is erect. What other things are described as erect?
Towers.
A building. Yep.
Things that are upright.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? What other body parts would be described as erect?
What do you mean
erect?
Other body parts? I'm not talking about body parts.
Well, just name some name two body parts that are often described as erect.
My finger right now.
Your finger? There. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's one. Yeah.
Sometimes my hair.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So we know that.
Yep.
It's pretty good. Okay. That didn't disappoint anyone. Yes. Oh, yeah. You have content prepared. I'm sorry. I'll stop talking. You have some content. Let's hear it.
I thought it would be fun to ask AI for some conversation starters on a first date.
Great.
On a first date.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. So
what do you enjoy?
Hang on. Can I pretend to be your first date?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Hey, buddy. I'm Ralph from Tinder.
Okay.
Hey, real good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Ralph.
Yeah.
I think there is a mistake because I'm a heterosexual man, but...
I know. I'm not going to tell anybody. This is our secret, dude.
I really am.
This is going to
really
be my first time also, you know?
I got a wife.
I got a wife and kids at home.
I have a wife and kid as well. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, this is going to be our secret.
I don't even want to do this. This doesn't even...
I got a room at the Motel 6.
Yeah.
I hope you want to go because it's like $36.99. It's like $36.99.
Is there a continental breakfast?
No, they don't have that there.
Oh.
But, you know... And I already checked. There's no bed bugs. I always check for bed bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you check for bed bugs?
Oh, you take the sheets off and you look around the bed. You see if you see any little black specks or white specks or whatever. I don't know what they are. I just heard, go just check for bed bugs. But I didn't see anything that looked like a bug or anything. So anyway, so we're cool. Yeah. So we can go and, you know.
Okay, I don't even know how I found myself in this scenario. I'm happily married.
Yeah, I know.
Child.
But I mean, you contacted me on Tinder. You saw my profile, which was under the name Ashley. And has a picture of like this really hot girl. And
I'm not.
Yeah, but I'm your date, so I mean, I guess you're trying to cheat on your wife, is what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Whether it's
me or a girl named Ashley, I mean,
listen, all I did was ask AI for what you would say on a first date. And
okay.
Then you forced me into this scenario.
Do you feel do you feel more comfortable if Ashley's here instead? Because I brought her with me.
Oh, wait. Okay. Listen, I didn't set up any of this, and I don't want
you did.
To date anyone.
You have all these first date questions that obviously you want to use. This is our first date, and now you're just making it weird, man. I mean, I'm just trying to be cool, and you're making it weird.
No, listen. What I want to know is you know Ashley, and you set up
I took pictures,
a Tinder profile.
Yeah, for her.
So that
I can have dates with dudes. Yeah.
But you have a family.
I got a family, yeah. A wife and kids and everything. And they're totally cool.
And you're happily married.
Oh, I love them so much.
They're totally cool. Is that what you said?
They're the best. They're totally
cool. Are they cool? So they know about this?
Oh, they don't know. No. That would really upset them. That's why I said this is our secret.
But you find that, you know, every time you try this, people are mad at you that this happens?
I've never tried it before. In fact, I didn't even tell Ashley why we're coming to do this. Ashley's my wife, by the way. I didn't even tell Ashley why we're doing this. But she's just over. I told her, wait in the corner. And she's like, why? And I'm like, wait in the corner, woman. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's why she's. And I made her turn her head toward the corner. I said, you're in a timeout.
No.
You're in a timeout, woman.
I might need to call social services. I might need to.
Why? She's not my daughter. She's my wife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think that only applies to.
I think. Doesn't it? I don't know. I don't really know. But anyway.
Okay.
But we should hurry this up because our kids are like really, really young and they're at home on their own. Yeah. And I have seven kids.
Well, no, my wife is. Oh, your kids are. Okay.
My kids. We had septuplets. And so we got seven babies at home. Yeah, they're like 8 months
old.
Why
are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
I figure they'll look out for each other. You know, I mean, kids are smarter than other people think that they are.
No, but why? You said you're a heterosexual man.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm willing to try because you seemed interested. You know.
Well, you set up the. I didn't. None of this happened. But you set up the profile.
Okay, look. I didn't come here to argue with you. Like, are we going to go back to Motel 6 and have some gay sex or not?
No, we're not. We're not.
Well, so you're telling me that I wasted $36.99 plus tax. I mean, it came out to like $42.
You can enjoy the hotel on your own. Take your wife to the hotel.
That's not a bad idea. We'll leave the kids because they're going to be fine for the night.
Do you have a babysitter?
No. But we left some yogurt. We left like a container of yogurt.
Okay.
It'll take them a while to open it. But once they open it, they're going to love that yogurt.
Okay. You know? How old are the kids?
8 months.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
They're home alone right now?
Yeah, absolutely. But
no, go home.
No, but there's seven of them, and if you multiply seven by 8 months, I mean that's like one older kid. You know what I mean? That's like a 5-year-old kid.
That's not how age works.
I don't know, man.
I have a sister who's 49.
Okay, and how old are you?
43.
49 plus 43 is 52. It's 92. All right, so you and your sister are 92 years old.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. So when I hang out with my sister, that means I have difficulty, you know, like a 90-year-old sort of health situation going on.
And that's the question that AI came up for you to ask? I mean, weird. I don't know what AI you're using, dude, but that is a weird question.
That's not what AI asked. No.
All right, well, listen, I got to go, man. Ashley and I are going to go use that motel room.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a notification that they do have a continental breakfast. So you're going to be missing out on that.
Oh, really? Wait. No, I can go watch TV with you there and then get breakfast.
But it's only for two people, and I already let Ashley know. Yeah, Ashley.
You clearly don't care about Ashley, though.
I do, though. I love Ashley very much.
All right. You go enjoy your breakfast.
Okay. See you later, man. I'm gonna get the corn pops. They used to call them sugar corn pops, but now they're just corn pops. See you later, man. Bye. I love you.
Wait, you love me?
Came back. What happened? What did I miss?
Where were you?
I just took a little break. I heard that you had a date, and I'm like, I don't want to be part of that.
Mm.
That seems awkward to me.
I don't have a date.
I don't
just
really
have
know
questions.
Why you. I don't know why you set up a date. I mean, you're
I
a happily
didn't.
Married man.
I did not set up one. No,
that's not what. What was his name?
Ralph.
That's not what Ralph said.
Mm. Well, Ralph is... I would not trust Ralph. Do you see how he treats his wife?
Yeah, in fact, he left. He forgot about her. She's still standing with her face in the corner of the room.
Huh.
It's weird. It's really weird.
He told me he was going to go with her. That's why I couldn't go.
I think that he forgot. You know, sometimes people are forgetful.
That's true. Yeah.
Hang on.
Anyway,
hey,
Greg.
Ashley, come on over. Craig has some questions for you.
Hi. I'm Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. Did you have some questions for me?
Yeah. How old are you, Ashley?
I'm 17 and a half.
Because you sound like you're like 84.
I know.
Okay.
Hi.
And where are you from?
Asheville, North Carolina.
You do sound like that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of a southern drawl going on.
A little bit. You know, Asheville's pretty, you know, progressive town. We have a folk festival.
That's great.
Yeah. So you had some questions for me.
I'm asking questions right now.
Okay.
Wait, where are you right now?
I'm here sitting with you.
I mean, what town are you in?
I'm in your town, sitting right here in person with you, doing your interview for the IA.
Okay, I don't understand how the geography of this all works,
This is just a scene we're doing, and I'm just gonna just pretend that you're in the scene with Ashley.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead and ask me your international association questions.
No. Why do you assume the IA? Why?
You said IA. You said you have questions from IA.
No. AI.
Okay.
AI.
Okay.
Okay. What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
And that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. We hope that you had a good time with all the fascinating improv scenes. I had a great time. How about you, Craig Benzine?
I had a wonderful time, and I feel like this is our most important episode.
Without a doubt. That's why the episode is called Our Most Important Episode. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.